Rutherford, talk that matters on QR 77, Calgary News Talk Radio.
Jacques Parizeau blew through Alberta and, of course, made some waves along the way, although really what he said, quite frankly, was nothing new. I mean, Jacques Parizeau came and was unrepentant and continued his criticisms of the ethnics and the money that he says helped defeat the referendum in Quebec in 95. He was unrepentant. And so, what's new? Well, some people who heard the speech and then I think they dined with the former Quebec premier and Parti Québécois leader after the speech. Jeremy Hexham and Chris Hands are with us. And I bet you they're going to tell us. I'm going to pre-guess this, Jeremy and Chris. They're both on the line. I'm going to pre-guess this. He's a gracious man. Am I right?
Yes, very much so. Yes.
A gracious, knowledgeable man.
Extremely.
Who is very committed to the cause.
Yep.
Clear in his thinking. And has historical support for everything he says. Am I right?
Well, it depends how you look at the history. He tends to give you his history. He doesn't seem to mention every single event.
And who is this speaking first, Jeremy?
Jeremy, yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Jeremy.
He doesn't give every single piece of history. I mean, he does leave out certain parts of history that don't go with him.
That large chunks. Chris, were you taken with the man?
Well, I think he... how the media pictured him. Mm-hmm. I pictured him as a madman or something.
Big ogre.
But he did behave like a gentleman. He was intelligent. He was acting nice. And I thought a lot of his stuff, he had some good points. But I don't know if I would agree with all of them.
Okay, so going into this, I guess you probably had a view about the Canada you wanted to see. And I expect it included Quebec, did it? Does your Canada include Quebec?
Well, yeah, I would like to have Quebec included in Canada.
Did he change your mind?
Well, now that I see it, like, I think he has a right, like, to separate if he wants. Like, the issue is that they want to protect their culture, and they want to govern themselves to protect their culture. And if they can accept the consequences of separating from Canada, then I think Canada should accept them as well.
Jeremy, you feel the same way?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I think Canada should, or Quebec should stay in Canada. And, I mean, I understand where Jacques Parizeau is coming from. I mean, he did make a very compelling speech to us. We actually had dinner with him before he gave his speech, so we were able to get another side of him.
Yeah.
Very personal, very up and close. But I mean, no, I want Quebec to stay in Canada, and I think that his views on separation are wrong.
You know what? I heard the interview on tape last night, and he's selectively using what he sees as precedent. He says, for example, the Constitution is mute on separation. It says nothing about separation. Therefore, we can do it because it doesn't say we can't.
Yeah, that's what you think, yeah. Chris, last night.
Now, and so, wait a minute. Under that theory, if you start using that kind of logic, let's talk about all men are created equal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then they have to start making special lists. Well, homosexuals, handicapped, people who are 4'6". We start making lists of exclusions or inclusions. You know, the whole idea that if you don't say you can't, you have permission to do it, that is juvenile. And I know he says there's some legal precedent for that, yada, 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 yada. The makers of the Constitution never dreamed that there would be a process that somebody wanted to leave it. So all of a sudden he uses that as the pretext for legally being allowed to leave. I don't get it. But Jeremy and Chris, that seems to be sort of the way he kind of twists things around to legitimize his cause. I do think, though, the idea, he seems to be definitely bigoted, And do you, would you say, Jeremy, he's racist?
No, I wouldn't. I asked him last night specifically, well, what did you mean when you said the ethnics and the minorities? Who are the ethnics? Because I was listening to the show yesterday, and he touched on it briefly, and he said the ethnics were the Canadians. Anybody outside of Canada, outside of Quebec is an ethnic.
Yeah.
Which means we're ethnic.
Yeah, which means he seems to me guilty of ethnic cleansing.
Yeah, very much so.
If you're not purelet, if you're not pure Quebecois, you are not worthy.
Yeah, and he was saying, when he said the ethnics and the money, he was referring to that afternoon of love, as he called it, when I know you were broadcasting live.
I was part of it.
Yeah, during the referendum, when all this money came in for this. Yeah, Canadians say, we love Quebec, we want Quebec to stay. Right. And he's saying that was the ethnic money, that was the ethnics. We Canadians are, if you're not Quebec, you're an ethnic. And it's like, wow.
Insulting. Jeremy Hexham, Chris Hand, stand by, gentlemen, I'll come back. A quick break and more about Jacques Pedozo, the aftermath, on the WIC Radio Network.
Rutherford on QR77.
Calgary News Talk Radio.
Because you have the right to know. The number to call is 974-8255. Today's top news stories.
Calgary and Alberta.
Rutherford on QR77. Calgary News Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Dave Rutherford on the WIC Radio Network. After 10 days away in Southeast Asia, I can honestly say, gee, I missed you guys. I really did. Talking about the aftermath of Jacques Pedozo, who came to Alberta, touched down Edmonton and Calgary, and talked to university students, and also the exclusive interview on the WIC Radio Network. Jeremy Hexham, Chris Hands encountered Pedozo in Calgary, and Marcy Brulotte, University of Alberta student, encountered Jacques Pedozo at Edmonton. Marcy, welcome to the program, too.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Jeremy and Chris about their impressions, and they had different opinions of Pedozo, different opinions about where Quebec should go and could go. When you had sort of a closer, up-close visit with Jacques Pedozo, what did you think of the man?
I don't agree with anything he says, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think he misses the boat in some areas. For example, he went on about how people that were in certain institutions in BC were getting paid more than people in the same institution in Quebec, not taking for account that minimum wage and such things are set by the province. So he really doesn't look at everything he should.
Yeah.
So that was probably the biggest thing I found, was his lack of insight, probably.
Selective
insight. That'd be a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Marcy, you know, we were talking about the actual belief that the separatists, not just Pedozo, but the separatists have in this ethnic purity, that, you know, pure land, you have to be a pure Quebecer to understand the Quebecois. To me, that is a form of, I know it's a harsh word, ethnic cleansing. They are, in a way, racist.
Oh, I strongly agree, especially because I'm fourth or fifth generation French-Canadian outside of Quebec.
Yeah.
And our family has kept up the French traditions and the French language. So I strongly agree with you there.
I mean, I hate the use of that word. I criticize people who use that word indiscriminately. It is a serious accusation to say against someone. But when you see this unrepentant sort of belief that we are so much better than anyone else, therefore we must have our own country, is really repugnant to me. I don't use the word. I don't talk about people that way. You don't. Chris and Jeremy don't. But it seems okay if he does in his own mind. It's actually frightening. It really is frightening. So, Marcy, did he change your mind in any way?
No. It just made my conviction actually stronger.
I tell you what, we'll take a few phone calls. My guest, if you can stay with me, Jeremy Hexham, Chris Hands, Marcy Brulotte, if you can all stay with me on the line, that'd be great. I think we have a couple of phone callers want to talk about sort of the aftermath of the Pedozo visit and see if anything has changed. Frankly, to me, the message did not change. He is his message, and I guess to his credit, he hasn't flopped around. We've known where he's come from. David, welcome to the program. David, a comment about Jacques Pétizot.
Yeah, I didn't actually hear his speech. I heard more or less what the press said about it, but obviously, as you say, he hasn't changed. The fact is, I'd like to go through all of the, on the ethnic purity sort of thing. Let's check out everybody who's a Francophone in Quebec, and if they have any mixture at all of anything other than pure French background, I'm sorry, you're not Francophone. And yeah. If we take them all out of the picture, there really isn't a heck of a whole lot left over there, because there's mixtures all over the place. When Quebecois go over to France, and they're even told, speak English, because so much of their French has been changed by mixing in English and changing it and so forth. Not even the French don't even consider it French largely anymore.
So, I don't agree with that.
With what part,
I was
Marcy?
In France, and that's what they told me.
I lived there for a year when I was 16, and I have a really strong French-Canadian accent. And the reason we'd be asked to speak in English is they couldn't understand the accent and the fact that we were using antiquated French, not because we had too much English.
Sort of like the Hutterites who use a very antiquated German.
Yes. That'd be a better way to explain it.
So who was the arrogant one there? Were the French, the French are trying to protect their language from, hot dog, no more hot dogs. You got to have, you got to have the French for a hot dog. Who's the arrogant ones, the French?
I think, he's just a bigot. I mean, if you're going to eliminate just the Greeks and the Italians and the Jews, well, getting a little picky in one sense. Thank heavens we live in a country that's free enough to be able to say those things.
David, thank you very much for that. And he is right. Suddenly he says he's being criticized because he says these things. No, he's not. No, he's not. He can say them. He can say them out loud, and he has. And for the other organizations to say he's wrong, they're free to do that too. I do think, Marcy, you're right. I think there is a certain selectivity to the way they approach this whole debate. And Jeremy and Chris agreed that he didn't have sort of a full context of the historical record. He left out big chunks just to sort of justify his position. One more break, you guys. Hang on where you are. Jeremy, Chris, and Marcy, other phone calls as well when we come back. We're talking about Jacques Pétizot and his blow through Alberta. And we're talking about him in the aftermath because we are all still incredibly concerned about unity. I think we do make sometimes much ado about little. We'll come back to your phone calls after this on the WIC Radio Network.
QR77's Traffic Hawk Lisa Player does more than give you the traffic goods. She'll also give you traffic goodies. When you call Lisa on your cell at *7777, she'll take a traffic tipper every day to win a gift basket from the Gift Basket Boutique of Fanfare Pleasants and Specialties. Plus, a $25 gift certificate from La Brezza Ristorante. Thanks for making us your authority on traffic from QR77, Calgary News Talk Radio. Rutherford on QR77. 974-8255. Long distance. 1-800-563-7777.
Today's top news story. Investigative journalist. Calgary and Alberta. Rutherford on QR77. Calgary News Talk Radio. We're back on the WIC Radio Network. I have three guests with me. Jeremy Hexum, Chris Hands, and Marcy Brulotte from University of Alberta at Mount Royal College, who saw and talked to Jacques Pétizot after his speeches in the two cities, and the impressions they have of him and the impressions that he left with Albertans, and of course your phone calls about the unity question as well. As we look at this phenomenon in Canada, as I had tried to explain this, to some people in Thailand who spoke English and were familiar with Canada politics, and I would talk to them and try to explain the Quebec situation and unity. And the more I spoke it out loud, the more I tried to explain and tried to figure out what Quebec wanted, the more ridiculous I sounded, and the more I understood that this is a crazy crazy scenario. We have one of the greatest, if not the greatest, countries in the world, and we're allowing it to break up in front of us. And I have to justify this to some foreigner who says, are you guys nuts over there?
Actually, Dave, if I could just jump in there. I have family around the world, and you try to explain the problems that in Canada from people who live in South Africa, Germany, England, they don't understand it. It's, why are we trying to do this?
I know. And why do you allow it to happen? You know, Chris, I know you seem a little more sympathetic than the other two do to the possibility of Quebec separation, and maybe you seem to maybe feel that there is some justification for it. Could you explain this to someone from another country who can't figure out why you want to bust up this beautiful country? Could you explain it to them?
Well, I would just say that Quebec, they want to protect their culture. And if we don't give them something that will allow them to protect their culture, they're going to want to separate. But if we give them some sort of protection, they'll stay with us. And with these regional parties such as the Reform and the Bloc, there's no way we can keep a Canada from breaking up. We need national parties such as the Conservatives or Liberals that have members all over the country.
But they don't. We don't have one that does.
Actually, the Liberals do.
Well,
they have members in every province.
But they have their bulk, and you know this, the bulk of their support is in Ontario.
Well,
without Ontario, there would be no Liberal government.
There.
So, but I guess the difficulty we have is in this threat of cultural disintegration, there are cultures that mix together in so many countries of the world. I can't see why the French are so, so concerned about their culture being eroded in Canada.
I mean, last night with Paris, though, when we were speaking to him, I don't think there's anything we could do or give to Quebec that would make people like Paris happy, because Paris wants out. That's the end all of it. Don't say anything else. I want out. And that's what he was going around. It's like, yeah, you can talk all you want about giving special rights to Quebec, but we want out, period.
I'll tell you what, there is already, and I think we have institutionalized in Canada a separate Quebec already. They are already unique, distinct, even though the labels aren't there. In Canadian embassies, for example, around the world, you go into an embassy, and you walk up and you talk about Canada. And over to the right, there's the Quebec desk. You know, there's Canada and then there's Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
The Canadian government endorses a separate Quebec already. So what do these people want?
Well, look where their seats are coming from, too. The Prime Minister and a lot of his seats, they're all from Quebec. And he's appeased to whatever you can so that we can keep our seats.
Yeah, I mean, our leadership of this country is based in Quebec. Constantly has been. They have separate immigration. They have separate laws. They have their separate pension plans. Everything's already separate. So what the hell else do they want? I guess I'm confused because we bend over literally backwards to appease them. And they still, as you say, Jacques Parizeau comes to town and says, we want out. To my guests, listen, thank you for your perspectives very much. Jeremy Hexum, Chris Hands, and thank you, Marcy Berlot as well, University of Alberta. Appreciate your insights into the man and to the problem. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Dave.
No problem.
Thank you all very much.